Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. You are listening to Lantern, and we have a new story. The title of today's story, dear friend, is The Atheist Teacher. A young woman teacher with obvious liberal tendencies explains to her class of small children that she is an atheist. She asks her class if they're atheists too, not really knowing what atheism is, but wanting to be like their teacher. Their hands explode into the air like flashy fireworks. There is, however, one exception. A beautiful girl named Zainab has not gone along with the crowd. The teacher asks her why she has decided to be different. "Because I'm not atheist." Then asks the teacher, "What are you?" "I'm a Muslim." The teacher is a little perturbed now. Her face is slightly red. She asks Zainab why she is a Muslim. "Well, I was brought up knowing and loving Allah. My mom is a Muslim and my dad is a Muslim too. So I'm a Muslim." The teacher is now angry. "That's no reason," she says loudly. "What if your mom was a Mormon and your dad was a Mormon? What would you be then?" She paused and smiled then, says Zainab, "I'd be an atheist."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear audience, you are listening to Lantern from IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab Mousavi, and in this program, we listen to every story and then we try to talk about its themes and moral lessons that can be utilized in our everyday life. Today, we want to talk about atheism. Once an atheist entered the court of Abu al-Hasan, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, when the Imam was in audience with a group of people. Abu al-Hasan alayhi salam addressed the atheist, "O man, have you realized that if the truth is as you atheist people say, although it is not so, then both of us are equal in advantage? Our praying, our fasting, our paying of alms, and our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the life hereafter will bring us no harm at all." At this, the man kept silent. Then Abu al-Hasan alayhi salam said, "If the truth is as we say, and undoubtedly it is as we say, then you would have perished and we are saved." The man replied, "May Allah be merciful to you. Explain to me how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and where God is." Imam replied, "Woe unto you. You have gone astray. Space itself is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. Hence, God cannot be confined in it. God gave modality to model existence, while God was nothing without modality. God cannot be known in terms of modality and space. God cannot be perceived through the senses, nor can be specified by comparison with anything." The man said, "Since God cannot be perceived through any of our senses, then God is nothing." Abu al-Hasan alayhi salam replied, "Woe unto you. When you fail to know God through your senses, you refuse to accept God's lordship. However, when we fail to know him through our senses, then we stand more convinced that God is our Lord and God is unlike other things." The man inquired, "Tell me from when God has existed." Abu al-Hasan alayhi salam replied, "Tell me God was not, then I will tell you from when God has existed." "Tell me when God was not, then I will tell you from when God has existed." The man inquired, "What is the evidence of God?" Abul Hassan alayhi salam replied, "When I observe my body and I find in it nothing in excess or lacking, either in length or in breadth, I observe its repelling of undesirable and its pulling of the beneficial. I thereupon realize that there is someone who has created this body. I acknowledge this when I observe the plants revolving by God's might, the formation of the clouds, the blowing of the winds, the floating of the sun, the moon and the stars. In addition to those, I come to know by observing other signs, which are astonishing and self-evident, that there is one God who has ordained and originated them all." You see how beautifully our Imam just justified the existence of Allah for an atheist person. However, above from all these subjects about atheism, monotheism, and polytheism, we must keep in mind the major purpose of our creation. You know, man is here to worship and show obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one true God and creator. Man is, as declared in the Holy Book of Quran, the vicegerent of God on earth to function according to his laws and act according to his will, to show obedience to him and abide by his guidance in order to gain the reward allocated to those who follow the true path. Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, "Ma khalaq al-ibad illa liya'rufuh." The servants have been created to know him. Man is here in this life to be tested whether he is going to follow the laws of God or not. If he fulfills such laws and abides by it, then he has successfully fulfilled the mission. If not, he is lost. For the successful, there is reward and bliss, and hereafter, while losers will dwell in the hellfire. About that, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "O people, believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has completely unveiled his creatures, not from what they only have concealed, but from what they have hidden within themselves. Yes, he has done that to evaluate and see which one of them has got better conducts, and that is the way he will settle the rewards and tortures for them." You see, the purpose of creation is much sublime that the idea of atheism seems really null in it. Life on this earth is not the ultimatum. It is not the end. It is not everything. Rather, it is just a test period to see people's true colors and those who will abide by the laws and those who will not. Surely, big losers are those who deny the existence of God, the atheists. Let's have a break and we'll be back soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Okay, dear listeners, welcome back. One more point about the subject of atheism is that there are numerous arguments against atheism in the Holy Book of Quran. The specific arguments are extremely logical by design, but the remaining approach on atheism throughout the text is notably subtle and consistently so. This is because further arguments are actually intertwined with multiple other issues human beings faced, the least of which is correcting wrong beliefs about God in general. In Surah At-Tur, verse number 35, the Quran asks the readers to set a rhetorical question. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ, or were they created by nothing, or were they the creators of themselves? Again, the Holy Book of Quran says, or did they create the heavens and the earth? Rather, they are not certain. As you can see, the Holy Book of Quran uses arguments against atheism that are very straightforward and to the point. And yet, these few words are packed with deep meaning. Despite clear and concise reasoning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the reader may not be convinced by this alone. As such, the Quran doesn't actually leave the topic. Instead, it employs consistent strategy. No other book has come to match in terms of approach. The strategy of the Holy Book of Quran in this regard is to urge its readers to reflect, challenge, and reconsider their beliefs about God that are not in line with the truth. Yet still, the Quran gently reminds the readers to use their intellect and reflect if they have doubts about the existence of a creator. It does something very special in terms of style here. You know, the Holy Book of Quran proposes, in a distinct yet notably a meaningful way, the arguments in which a whole array of issues are covered at once. In fact, it covers multiple facets of life in one verse using few words as possible. So, we as Muslims should be proud of our perfect religion for its comprehensive view that encompasses every possible question. Okay, dear listeners, that's all the time we've got for today. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innu.